Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Glenn Drake with Bankshot. Welcome, Glenn.
Thank you, Lee.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Bankshot. How are you serving folks?
Bankshot's a mobile app that's used in the real estate title and property managed world, where you can take a picture of a check, you put in some pertinent information, whatever the company wants to receive, and then they receive that check auto-populated on their portal in their office. And at that point, they can hold the check, wait for, if they're waiting for a contract, for instance, and then they can deposit into multiple accounts.
So now, without Bankshot, how do they deal with this?
This is why we came up with Bankshot. There was a, I'll step back. We have 700 agents, my wife and I. We own a real estate company in Georgia, and we've been holding earnest money for 30 years. And there is a major pain point in our industry, and it was with earnest money, that you would get the contract without the check or the check without the contract, and title companies, even closing attorneys, you could go to any office and you could open a drawer. They'd have four checks. They don't know what contract it belongs to, or a contract. They don't know where the check is. So we've held earnest money. We addressed this and said, look, there's got to be a way to do this. And it was a challenge because we didn't want to do an ACH process. Anybody can do that. It's not really looked at as good funds with title companies. Some states won't even accept an ACH. So we kind of went about it to make sure that we addressed everything, compliance out first, and then convenience for the client or the agent. And we're able to accomplish both.
So then what happens is I'm the client. I come in, I write a check, I hand it over, and then they use the app to take a photo of it. And then...
Right. We can do that, Lee, or we can do this. A client can download the app. There's no cost to that. Take a picture of their check, fill in some pertinent information, maybe the address, the agent's name, whatever else anybody wants. And after that, they take a picture of the front and back and they send it in. And when we receive the check, meaning that whoever works the portal receives the check, then that no longer remains on the person's phone that sent it. But they do have a verification it was received.
We have the information and a verification when it was received from our end too, because earnest money is the number one way where an agent or a broker can lose their license or get in trouble with the real estate commission.
So that was the pain you were kind of addressing based on all your years of just dealing with this.
It's everybody's pain point that collected an earnest money. And it resolved a lot of problems. Like before that, it was either getting FedEx, it was getting driven by a courier, it was getting slipped under a door or U.S. mail. And none of those were efficient ways of doing it. And some of them aren't really even allowed. But that's just how the process went. Because it's got to come in timely with a contract. Like you might receive a check and you don't have the contract for it yet, you want to make sure that you hold that check to the point to where the contract comes in, and then you got to make sure your dates match. So what we did to make it further compliant is, once that picture of the check comes into the office, you have that check there auto-populated. You might be waiting on your contract. So we have what we call the stoplight process, and we call that orange. We're waiting on a contract and we have a check. Or then the contract comes in, the dates match, the contract's good, then you can deposit the check. But what's even more pertinent is we have the red stoplight button.
And if you have, if your contract comes in and the dates don't match, or there's something wrong, or it's not going to come to fruition, you hit the red button. That's equivalency of ripping it up. So it never goes into your trust account. You don't have to do journal entries and reissue checks out. So it just keeps the whole process that much cleaner.
So it's in this kind of like holding stage, and then the agent can, is this something the agent can just make it seem like, hey, this is what makes us different, this is a way to differentiate themselves maybe from others who don't have this, and this is just a more elegant, effective way of having this kind of transaction occur that is pretty smooth from the standpoint of the customer, right? Because they just take a photo and they're done. There's no, I hope, you know, I slid it under the door. I hope he got it. Like, you know, you don't have to deal with any of that nonsense. This seems way more efficient and more kind of using the technology it in the way that it was kind of meant to be used.
Yeah, that's true. Think of it this way, Lee. You're out in the field and you're an agent, and you've written up a contract. And your contracts went remote a long time ago, but nobody ever figured out how to handle the earnest money. So your contracts get sent, your contract got sent in remotely. Then you tell your client, I need an earnest money check for $5,000. Here's your choices. You can go to the bank, take 45 minutes out of your day, spend $30 and send a wire, or you can give me a check, I can drive it in, or you could give me your check and I can snap it within 30 seconds of filling a couple of things out and snapping the front and back, and it's in, it's compliant, got a record it was sent, they've got a record it was received. So it's a no-brainer. You only can take an earnest money payment in check form or wire. You can't take credit cards, you can't take cash, you can't take any other forms of payment.
So now, is this at this stage of the development of your company doing this part of it? Is it now you're just trying to get in front of as many agents and title companies and property managers as possible? Is that what you're doing to market?
That's exactly right. And what we did is it's really more pertinent for title companies than real estate companies. And that has to do with the state. Like the state of Georgia, a lot of real estate brokers, such as ourselves, hold earnest money. But in most states, title companies do. And it gives title companies an advantage because if they're holding earnest money, they're pretty much going to work the file. So they have a competitive advantage in the market because agents that know that they can just snap a picture and send it to the title company are the ones that are, or it's just the easiest way is for them to send it to them as opposed to them running around getting it or asking a person to get a wire and sending it somewhere else. So that works out great for the agent when they know a title company that takes bank shot.
Now, is this something only in Georgia, or the rules such that this is allowed in Georgia, or is this allowed kind of nationwide?
No, we have 150 companies using it, and some are national companies. So they're using it throughout the United States. And that's just within the last 2 years is where we really brought it to market. The fact that we're not an ACH, and we you know, a lot of companies can do that. An ACH has a lot of problems with it. As I mentioned earlier, in some states, it's not even accepted. Most title companies won't take an ACH. You can go back on the check after a period of time, and there's other inherited problems with an ACH. So this has been kind of sought out, and the companies are all over the United States using it right now. So it's really worked out well.
Now, you mentioned that there's no fee from the customer standpoint. This is treated kind of as a software as a service, or is it a per transaction fee on for the title company?
The title company, it's a per transaction fee of $4. So there's no technical fees, no tech fees. There's no monthly fees. There's no hidden fees whatsoever. It's just $4, which is basically what a FedEx was, or no, maybe not a tank of gas right now, but close to that, or what, but the inconvenience of all the other ways of getting a check over. So it's just a minimal fee, really, and no other fees involved. In most cases, we people were just so surprised that it's that low, and there's no other fees associated with it. But being in real estate 30 years, I get called all the time with companies, hey, I got this thing, it's great. The monthly is this much. You have to use it this often. There's a tech fee involved and we set up fee. I don't have any of that because I don't want that as a broker. So I made sure I priced this thing. It is so close to margin. It's unbelievable, but that's what I wanted to do. And that's, you know, that's how I wanted to present it. And what happens is I don't really have to worry because every company that's used it, where they use it maybe 20 times the first month, the next month it's 40, then it's 80. It goes that quickly because it's such a great process and it's so easy to use that people just use it right away. So there's no major learning curve. It was complicated to put together, but it's a simple system for the agent and title companies to use.
Now, is this something that the title company can private, white label so they get kind of the benefit and differentiate themselves in a market? Or is it something that comes with the BankShot branding?
It goes through BankShot branding, but we offer companies an opportunity if they want to white label it, and many do. So that is a separate fee, but that's by choice. That's not a necessity to use BankShot. But we have companies out there that are using it. People don't know it's BankShot. It looks like it's their app. It's got their company logo on it. And I mean, that gives them a big advantage. It's almost like advertising for them. Well, people running around downloading it from the Apple and Android, and it's got all their information on it. It doesn't say BankShot anywhere. So we wanted to be able to do that for our customers. And that's part of our patented process. There's three pieces in the patent. The first part is the stoplight process that I mentioned earlier. The next piece is you can deposit checks into multiple accounts at even different banking institutions. So if you have a check that comes in, let's say it's not earnest money, you can receive any check. It might be fees or it could be after funds have been released by a title company back into a real estate company, you get that check. You can deposit that check into your working capital, your commission account. But if you get an earnest money check, that has to go into your trust account. But you could all control that whole thing from this process. So people had come up with a way to take a picture of a check and go to an account. But the patent here is take a picture of a check, stop. You control the process as the title company or the real estate company, and then you deposit it where you want, and you have the ability to white label it. So those are some of the bigger components of the patent. It's all cyber secure. We run it through Deluxe. They're the biggest check imaging company in the United States. They have all types of protocols, and it runs through the bank too. We don't get involved in that part of the process. It's run through MyTech technology. It's on the Amazon cloud. Right now, we consistently run penetration tests and vulnerability tests to make sure that we don't have any cybersecurity issues with it.
Well, congratulations on all the success.
It's funny because we're real estate people and we found a pain problem, like a pain issue in our industry. We're not techies. It was a major learning curve to get this to where it's at. But we knew what compliance is and we knew where not to cut corners. So whoever uses it is in a great compliance standpoint, but it also majorly has advantage over the next company that doesn't have BankShot.
Well, it's another example of the people that are in the, you know, the boots on the ground that are in the grind doing the work are the ones who see where the pain is. And you can solve on that as opposed to some big enterprise level company that would try to guess and hope that they had a solution that might be effective. You knew exactly where the pain was and you were able to just solve it.
Well, thank you. And that's right. I mean, that's the whole goal and objective of this thing was to eliminate this process because you could get in trouble for it, as well as the fact that, you know, you're making it hard on agents and clients. So it rectified several problems.
Well, if somebody wanted to get their hands on the app or learn more, what's the website?
It's www.getbankshot.com.
Good stuff. Well, Glenn, thank you again for sharing your story.
And I wanted to thank Title Alliance, too, for that's a very valued customer. We have a great relationship with Title Alliance, and they've already put together some marketing materials in unison with BankShot and Title Alliance, and it's just really worked out well.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate your time today.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all again next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.